Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, talking now with Brewers catcher Jett Bandy. Jett, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How would you assess your spring training so far?
It's going good. You know, it's a process, you know. Just seeing some pitches, seeing as many pitches as I can, you know, just trying to get to know the guys behind the plate and stuff. And it's progressing, and hopefully we'll be ready for the season.
Would you classify this season for you individually as kind of redemption? Because last year, you know, you got off to a good start, things fell off a little bit, then you got hurt. It seemed like nothing was going right there. Is redemption the word to use for you?
You know, I wouldn't say redemption. I would say, you know, I still have a lot to prove. I just want to prove myself more offensively. You know, last year I started off great. You know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I want to just be consistent throughout the whole year, just help the team win. I still emphasize, you know, I'm going to call 200 pitches a game. You know, I'm going to have four at bats. So I definitely take a lot more pride in my catching. But at the other half, you know, I want to do help out and want to help the team win. So, yeah, I just want to start the way I started last year and finish a lot better than last year.
I know when Stephen Vogt got hurt, I know you were bummed by that because I know you're competing with him, trying to get that catching spot. How tough is it to not have Stephen Vogt right now?
It sucks. You know, first and foremost, he's a great human being. He's one of my better friends. You know, I've known him for about almost, you know, not even a year yet, and you know, we just cling to each other. We're the exact same person. You know, he worked super hard in the snowing this off season. He made that a point, and he came in. And this spring training, you know, something flared up in his shoulder, and you know, it sucks for him. I feel for him. You know, he's a great guy, and you know, I hope he gets better soon. I really do.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, baseball, it's a crazy game. Injuries happen, and you know, you get promotions based off of someone getting hurt. Yeah, how do you take that?
You know, I don't like it. I really don't. You know, it was a competition, you know, may the best man win. And for him to get hurt like that, it's not good. You know, you never want to see anyone get hurt, especially, you know, a fellow catcher. And like I said, you know, I love Steven to death, and he's a great person. And, you know, I just got to, you know, stay focused on what I have to do. And, you know, I hope Steven gets better soon, but I'm just staying focused on, you know, what I have to do, getting myself better each day, and we'll go from there.
Talking about Brewers catcher Jett Bandy, communication obviously is the biggest thing between a catcher and a pitcher, as we all know. Are you on the same page with pretty much every pitcher in this clubhouse right now? Because I know that's just not easy to do.
Yeah, I would say I'm on page with probably about 95% of them. You know, there's still, you know, I've caught pretty much everyone in here. There's still guys that, you know, in certain situations, what they like to do and stuff like that. And, you know, only the game can, you know, really bring that out. But from this year to last year I needed to know a good, you know, 20 guys. And this year, you know, I needed to get to know about six or seven new guys. So definitely a lot easier for me this year. But still, you know, we got to get on the same page. That's huge. You know, you have to have trust. And we're building that trust here in spring training.
I was just curious. I remember last year seeing you in the clubhouse. You were speaking some Spanish with some of the Latin players. It's a serious question. Are you fluent in Spanish, or do you just know certain things?
No, I know certain things. I am fluent in Spanglish for sure. I definitely have some bueno Spanglish for sure. So, I make all the Latin guys laugh with my Spanglish, and I know some words here and there. Mostly trash talking, bad words. I know most of those, but. My little brother, he's actually a linguistics major, and he actually is fluent in Spanish. So, he was listening to soap operas when we were younger all the time in Spanish, so he could learn. And now he's teaching English to Spanish speakers. So I'm really proud of him. But yeah, it's funny when he comes to games, he speaks to them all. You know, this tall white dude, and you know, he's just talking all the Latins and Spanish and stuff. And it's like, hey, Bandy, why can't you be like your brother? So it's fun. But yeah. I know a little bit.
That's really cool. Hey, I want your take on the change that baseball did with mound visits, and you're only limited to 6 mound visits. How do you feel about that? Is it a big deal?
You know, it's definitely in the back of your mind. It's just more emphasis on, you know, I'm not going to take that, you know, just that courtesy trip. When I go out there, it really has to mean something, like when I really feel like it's important. If I feel like it's important, I'm going to go out there without even thinking about it. But other than that, it's just, you know, it's another thing that we have to think of, and, you know, catchers have enough to do, and just, you know, put more on our plate, we can handle it. So it's something that's definitely in the back of our mind. Just make sure it's an important meeting when you go out there.
Is there more of an emphasis, though, when you've got a runner on second base, and is he trying to steal signs? I mean, is that something you really have to think about as well?
Yeah, that's definitely getting the same thing, getting on the same page with guys, you know, knowing them, you know, what their signs are when runners on second and stuff like that. And, you know, it's another thing. It's like, you know, when a catcher, when an umpire, like, you know, takes a foul ball or something, it's just that fine line. Like, usually you go out there, give them some courtesy time so, you know, the pain goes away. And now it's like you got to ask them, hey, if I go out there, is this a trip? So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just something in the back of your mind for sure. But, yeah, just make sure it's more important, and make sure you're on the same page with the pitcher. Go out and meet them before the inning even starts, because play's not, you know, ball's not in play yet. So go up before it starts and talk to him about what he wants to do, and then get on the same page.
Last thing for you, Jed Bandy. Expectations for this club. It's been a great season last year. You guys are trying to build off of that. Do you feel like there's more pressure on you guys, though, to try and take this team to the next level?
I wouldn't say there's always pressure in any major league season you're in. You know, you want to perform, you want to do well. I feel this year we do have more expectation, which is good. And you know, last year we had a lot of young guys with lots of stuff to prove, and we could see what happens with that. So now these younger guys mixed with some older guys and some veteran guys, and, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, we're going to learn from them, and if we play as a team, and, you know, your individual numbers are going to be there at the end of the year. So all we're trying to do is win, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Brewers catcher Jed Bandy. Jed, a pleasure, man. Good luck, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.